Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question I get asked all the time. Is Sarasota a buyer's market or a seller's market? And honestly, the answer isn't as straightforward as people think. So I've got David Liberatore here, who knows this market inside and out. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so that's actually a great question because it's not black and white. A lot of people think the market is one or the other, but what we're really seeing in Sarasota right now is this really nuanced situation where different segments of the market are behaving differently.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's not like the whole market is tilted one way? Like some neighborhoods or price points might favor buyers while others favor sellers?
Exactly. So if you're looking at luxury properties or waterfront homes, you might see more of a seller's advantage because there's just less inventory and more competition among buyers. But if you're in the mid-range market or looking at condos, you might actually see more buyer power. Inventory levels, days on market, and price negotiations, they all tell different stories depending on where you're looking.
That's really interesting. So when someone comes to you and asks, is this a buyer's or seller's market? What's your honest answer? Like, what do you actually tell them?
I tell them the truth. It depends on your specific situation. Are you selling a home that's priced right and in good condition? You probably have leverage. Are you a buyer with flexibility on timing and location? You've got options. But the real key is understanding the fundamentals: inventory levels, how fast homes are selling, and what prices are actually doing. That's where you get your real answer. Absolutely. And that's why I always tell people, don't get caught up in the headlines about whether it's a buyer's or seller's market. Instead, focus on what the numbers are telling you in your specific neighborhood, your price range, and the type of property you're dealing with. That's where the real insight is.
I love that approach. It's so much more practical than just accepting some blanket statement. Well, David, this was really helpful. Thanks so much for breaking this down and giving us the real story about what's actually happening in Sarasota. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about the market and help people understand what's really going on.
Perfect. Well, folks, that's what we've got for you today. If you want to learn more about the Sarasota real estate market or get a personalized take on your situation, you know where to find David. Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. We'll catch you next time.